chief prosecutor job has been vacant the past 9 years, and Bricky said he's been trying to get funding for it ever since. The previous chief prosecutor was Bricky himself, who held the job under then-county attorney Bob Adkins before Adkins stepped up to the bench. Bricky was then appointed county attorney to replace Adkins. Bricky told us with the new appointment, he will still be involved in some criminal cases.
On any case that's of a high-profile nature, I will continue to be the lead prosecutor in those cases.
He said the county council agreed to the appointment since the workload of criminal cases has gone up and civil lawsuits have decreased in recent years.
Our criminal division has remained very busy. And every year I have gone before the county council, I've asked for a chief prosecutor and a chief deputy. There is numbers to establish the need, and this year the county council agreed. Our numbers on the civil side, cases are at an all-time low. We've been as high as 34 civil matters, civil cases outstanding, now at an all-time low of 10.
Matt Bates, a graduate of BYU's law school, came to the county in 2011. Previous to that, he was in the Criminal Appeals Division of the Attorney General's Office, and before that, in the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. Bricky said that Bates, in his new position, gets a salary increase and will supervise all the prosecutors.
Before, I was the only one responsible for supervising all of the prosecutors. I think the numbers, again, have indicated both to the council and to the manager the need to sort of have day-to-day supervision as I try to also help the civil side. I mean, I'm a full-time county attorney. I don't favor one side or the other. I pay attention to both.
Bricky said Bates is a good fit to oversee the new programs and up-to-date procedures of the office.
He also has a very good understanding of how the office needs to function in a paperless society. We've gone green. We've almost cut out all of our use of files and paper. We're using exclusively internet to provide discovery in almost every aspect of our cases. Matt's been instrumental in making that happen. He's been also very helpful. I've been pushing for almost 5 years now to get a drug court, to have what we officially call a problem-solving court now working for almost 2 years. I hope this summer will be certified as a drug court. We'll be the 21st drug court in the state of Utah.
The Criminal Division of the Attorney's Office at the Silver Creek Justice Center also includes prosecutors Joy Natal and Ryan Stack. Also attending to the Justice Court are Maria Hornock and paralegal Krista Horton. Bricky said his staff has a lot to do.
We've really asked our employees to take on additional roles beyond just being a prosecutor. Ms. Hornock, for example, handles all of the filings in the Justice Court. Joy Natal works with our Children's Justice Center. Ryan Stack appears both in Justice Court and in District Court.
Bricky said the change, coming in a year when he's seeking re-election, allows him to cover the different needs of the county.
It means I have a lot of comfort knowing that if I have a responsibility being somewhere, whether it's over in Colville or addressing an issue that requires my presence to be somewhere other than Silver Creek, I have someone who I have the confidence can get that criminal matter handled correctly constitutionally. With an election year, I know that the public expects county attorneys to be present and address issues of their concern. And I want to be able to do that.
Summit County Attorney David Bricky. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.